Self-discipline. Stay self-motivated and dedicated. Master your willpower and make it work in your advantage. Include science-based tricks for reprogramming your mind to finish what you've started. Written by Elaine Ortega. Narrated by Richard Sato. Credits narrated by Pia Nebrada.
Table of Contents. Introduction. Chapter 1. Ditch Bad Habits Now. 6 Surefire Ways to Quit Bad Habits. 3 Essential Steps for Defeating Laziness. How to Stop Procrastinating Now. The 5 Rules of Self-Discipline. Chapter 2. Develop a Self-Disciplined Mindset. 3 Habits that Build Self-Discipline. 4 Essential Practices to Ignite Strong Willpower. 3 Techniques to Strengthen Your Self-Control. 5 Psychological Tricks to Boost Self-Discipline. Chapter 3. The Secrets of Goal Setting. How to Create SMART Goals for Better Output. How to Create HARD Goals for Higher Excellence. The Secrets to Turning Your Goals into Achievable Steps. How to Reward Yourself for Progress. 4 Ways to Create a Goal-Friendly Environment. Chapter 4. Techniques to Amp Up Output. Transform your life with the Getting Things Done, GTD method. Achieve more with the Pomodoro technique. 4 Productive Habits of the Zen to Done method. Using the Don't Break the Chain technique for consistency. 4 Science-Backed Hacks for Increased Productivity. Chapter 5. Planning for Daily Success. 6 Morning Routines to Start the Day on Top. 4 Evening Routines to End the Day Just Right. Eat these 3 foods for a productive brain. 15 Daily Affirmations to Teach Your Brain Self-Discipline. Chapter 6. Tools for Future Success. 5 Exercises to Test and Maintain Powerful Self-Discipline. How to Create Lasting Self-Awareness. 3 Healthy Habits for Better Concentration. 3 Unconventional Ways to Master Self-Discipline. 3 Transformative Ways to Push Yourself to the Next Level. Conclusion. Chapter 1. Ditch Bad Habits Now. Are you struggling with smoking, pulling your hair, eating badly, or oversleeping? If your problems are simple and come down to one bad habit, you can solve it by rooting out that bad habit. Habits are actions we do repetitively. Once a person repeats a certain action multiple times, it becomes a habit. Once a person repeats a habit for longer periods, such as a month or years, it becomes their identity. Many times people can't remember what their life was like before they assumed their bad habits as part of their identity. Habits can be good or bad. A good habit is to wake up early in the morning or work hard at your job to eat moderately, to meditate. A bad habit is to wake up late, consume substances you don't need, harm yourself, or engage in activities that deplete your quality of life. To be effective in eliminating bad habits, we have to pull bad habits like weeds by grabbing the root and removing them from the ground up. We don't want to pull at the top of the weed, giving it an opportunity to regrow. All habits can be completely rooted out by changing your identity and rewarding yourself with each milestone. This chapter focuses on the shift in identity a person should make in order to quit bad habits. 6 Surefire Ways to Quit Bad Habits. 1. Create a new identity. To root out a bad habit, you have to do one important thing. Create a new identity for yourself. If you don't create a new identity and you stick to your old identity, you'll be prone to relapsing and repeating the same mistakes. Smokers who want to quit almost never create a non-smoker identity. They imagine themselves as smokers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?